I wanted to take a bit of a pause in the section Living Your Purpose because I wanted to move on to a different section just for a little while. One of the things I've been hearing, whether it's on the news or whether people have asked me personally, things I've read, is that people are always asking questions about the Lord. They say, if he's so good, why is there so much bad? Why is there so much evil? Why are there tornadoes? Why are there hurricanes? Why are there earthquakes? Why do people suffer so much? So I wanted to take a little time because I didn't want to just keep talking about living your purpose without talking about these various things. I think it's very important that we understand that there are a lot of problems, potential barriers. We talked about that. That was one of the things we talked about in one of the past sections, barriers to finding our purpose. But a lot of that had to do with our own personal problems, doubt and fear and things of that nature. But there are other barriers. There are natural barriers. There are barriers made up of things that we can't control. The world itself, our bodies, aging, death. So I wanted to move off of living your purpose just for a little while. And I wanted to talk about things that we lost. I know I'm not talking about your car keys, you lost your wallet, or something of that nature. I'm talking about what we as people lost when sin came into the world. What happened? What was the world like before? How did the Lord create it? I've heard that from some people. I remember one was a gentleman who was involved with the weather. That was his profession. And he allegedly asked this question. It was reported by a third party, so that's why I say allegedly, that how could God, being so good, create a world with tornadoes and all this horrible weather, floods? And it's a valid question. It does not seem appropriate for a good God, a holy God, a perfect being, to create such an imperfect world. And the answer is, he didn't. This world was created in perfection. There were no earthquakes. There were no tornadoes or hurricanes or floods. You didn't have people struck by various weather phenomena, having their property destroyed. That was not his original intent. These things came about as a result of sin. And I want to start a section about what we lost. I don't want to make this something that's depressing. That's not my goal. It's not my purpose to try to get everybody to go, woe is me. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we live in such a lousy world. I wish I was dead. That's not why I'm doing it. But I want everyone out there to understand that as you live your purpose, we are in a world that is decaying, has decayed in the past, will decay in the future. It is a world that is not like the world that he created. It is not the world he intended. It is a world that he knew would come as a result of sin, but his creation was perfect. God looked on all that he made each time, and what's the Bible said? He saw that it was good. He saw that it was very good. I don't think anyone would call a hurricane very good, or a wildfire. I don't think anybody would call the decaying effects of aging good. This isn't how he made the world. This was not his intention. These are a result of sin. And there's a reason why they've come about. They've come about because it pushes us closer to him. We're going to talk about the original creation and even the time between the fall and the flood. Life was much better, even during that period, than what it is today. So I want people to be informed and understand that as you live your purpose, know that this life is short. And there are many problems, many barriers, not personal, but barriers far greater. We have never figured out how to predict an earthquake, for example. We're not even that good predicting the weather. You think with all the satellites and all the technology and all the computers, we could do a lot better job. This section is going to be about what we lost, why these things have come about, and what we are to do to get through them, so that we can live our purpose down here and look to the future, which is the greater life, the eternal life, the one to come with no illness, no pain, no suffering, no death. So we will go through this section. We will look at various topics, diseases, weather phenomena, the earth itself, all the things that are problems today. And you're going to see that he is a good God. He is holy. He's still perfect. None of these things shows him to be bad or uncaring, but these things will show that he actually loves us more than any of us can imagine. So let's go through this section and let's learn what we did lose, but let's also keep in mind what one day we're going to gain.